From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. More than 10% of most local residents have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, according to New York's Coronavirus Tracker website. The website is now updated with each county's vaccination rates. So far, 11.1% of Greene County residents have received at least one vaccine shot, according to the site on February 21st. In Columbia County, 13.3% of the population has gotten at least one shot. Albany County is home to one of the state's largest vaccination centers at SUNY Albany and has 16.2% of its residents at least partially vaccinated. Very rural Schoharie and Delaware counties, by contrast, have 9.7% and 9.8% of residents getting any doses. In Rensselaer County, 13.9% have received a shot, while 11.4% of Ulster County residents and 10.7% of Dutchess County residents have been at least partially vaccinated. Vaccinations have been going on for 2 months now. At the current pace, 70% herd immunity would not be reached until sometime in 2022. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Greene Media. 6 weeks passed and the seat on the Catskill Village Board, formerly held by Vincent Seeley, remains unoccupied, while the process required to fill the vacancy remains unclear. Seeley resigned on January 8th following a four-month absence from duties. The former village president was elected to his fifth term as trustee in March 2019. It was announced in January the board would have to appoint someone to fill the vacancy until a special election could be held in 2022. However, the village charter says the board cannot appoint to fill a vacancy. Village Vice President Joseph Kozlowski said, and I quote, "According to our charter, it says it has to be a special election," end quote. He further said, and I quote, "It does say the trustee cannot appoint another trustee. It has to be an elected position," end quote. Kozlowski is unsure if the special election would be held this year. He said there are questions that need to be answered, and village attorney Ted Hilscher is looking into the matter. Rebecca Rescuto, a staff attorney for the New York Council of Mayors, said under New York State village law, the trustees could appoint someone to fill the position for the remainder of the year, but the village charter could, in theory, supersede state law. Greene County Board of Elections Republican Commissioner Brent Bogardus said because the resignation did not occur until after December 31st, the election will not be held until March 2022. Bogardus added, and I quote, "So it does not go on the village election ballot for this March," end quote. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. An Article 78 proceeding to stop the expansion of C.A. Albright and Sons in the town of New Baltimore has been dismissed. The Article 78 was filed by New Baltimore resident Zachary Miller against the propane company and the town for the approval of a plan to expand the company's liquefied petroleum gas storage and distribution facilities on Route 9W at the intersection of Route 144. Following the town's approval of Albright's site plan and a special use permit in September 2020, Miller took legal action on October 5th, demanding the company stop all work at the site. Miller argued he frequently uses the intersection of Routes 144 and 9W and that he feared the expansion would cause the roads in the area to become more dangerous. Miller said his father died in an automobile crash near that location years ago. The court found Miller did not have legal standing and dismissed the case. The court wrote, and I quote, "Critically, plaintiff petitioner has not demonstrated that he will suffer an injury that is different in any way than the general public in the vicinity of the proposed project," end quote. It went on to say, and I quote, "Generalized assertions regarding traffic safety concerns and environmental concerns are insufficient to satisfy the burden to establish standing," end quote. He also claimed the project threatened and endangered species, which the Department of Environmental Conservation and the Army Corps of Engineers found to be untrue. Read the full story in the Ravenna News Herald. Aaliyah Schneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hudson Common Council has created an alternate side parking ad hoc committee to tackle the question of how parking rules in the city should be revised. The members of the committee include 1st Ward Alderwoman Jane Trombley, 2nd Ward Alderman Duan Sarawar, 1st Ward Alderwoman and Minority Leader Rebecca Wolf, Common Council President Tom DiPietro, and Public Works Commissioner Peter Bongiano. The group held its first meeting February 18th. Public Works Superintendent Robert Perry did not attend, but he sent a memo outlining the need for street cleaning. According to Perry, less frequent alternate side parking would lead to more sewer overflow, dirt, and pollution, which could lead to fines and potential legal action. The superintendent included communication from Police Chief L. Edward Moore, in which he advocated frequent movement of vehicles because of concern over abandoned vehicles. Moore noted that parking regulations that expedite the removal of snow are also valuable for the safety of the public. Hudson Assistant Fire Chief Nick Piero said large fire trucks have difficulty navigating narrow streets when cars are parked on both sides. Trombley noted that while public safety and street cleaning are more important to consider, the system must be equitable and if the system is applied equitably. The commission member said signing explaining parking rules citywide could be improved. The committee will next meet on March 18th. Editor's note, DiPietro is a volunteer WGXC on-air programmer. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.